of the amusing sides of Christmas is people shopping in departments they never otherwise shop in, generally clueless. Let me give you an example that I can relate to. Men shopping in the ladies' clothing department, or we're a mess there, man. I mean, if you need a good laugh, you're feeling a little down, you ought to go to the ladies' garment department somewhere, especially the more personal the item is, the funnier it is to watch us guys shopping. Slightly embarrassed, generally incompetent at what we're doing. And it's very important if you're going to go shopping for a woman during the Christmas season that you get the woman's size, your wife, your mother, your sister, your girlfriend, whatever. And you trust that the tags are right, of course, on the size. You know that a small had better be a small because you don't know anything. A large had better be a large. Now, you want to know how to sow some confusion and have some fun? Don't do this. Imagine if someone snuck into that store late one night and just changed the tags around. Yeah, people would make a lot of wrong choices, all because the sizes were wrong. Now, that doesn't happen to clothes, but it does happen to people. And it takes a Christmas story to straighten out small and large. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about how Christmas right-sizes the world. Now, our word for today from the Word of God is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 52 and 53. Mary's pregnant. She's carrying the baby Jesus. And we get a little idea of the insight God has given her as she prays this prayer, what is often called the Magnificat. She says, God has brought down rulers from their thrones, but he's lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but he has sent the rich away empty. You know, Mary has the right sizes on the right people. She has the smalls on the small and the bigs on the big. You see, the world would call these the big people. Those people are called rulers and rich. But she says the rulers have been brought down, the rich have been sent away empty. God's heroes, the people the world calls small, they're identified as the humble, who he lifts up, and the hungry, who he fills up. You see, what is a big deal to men is often a little deal to God. Big deal, like money, gifts, title, fame. That's a little deal to God. Conversely, what's a little deal to people, you don't have much money. You don't have much influence. Not many people you know. You're average. See, that's a big deal to God. You hear people say all the time, well, I'm just a student. I'm just a mother. I'm just a secretary. I'm just a helper. I'm just a Sunday school teacher. I'm just a laborer. It's just a small church. It's just a little class. I'm just a choir member. Hey, with God, there are no justice. Not in God's value system. Bethlehem, we're told, was, quote, little among the villages, but out of you, that little village, will come the prince. Mary the peasant, but the mother of God's son. Shepherds, the outcasts of their society, the first evangelists. I wonder if you have the two qualifications for God's heroes. Humble, which means you are totally depending on the Lord. And hungry, restless to know and serve him more. God likes to make folks like that big for him, the humble and the hungry. Remember to give attention to the people others ignore. They might just be the big people to God. Yeah, children, the poor, the powerless. Oh, by the way, don't ever call yourself Justa again. God does his biggest things through the smallest instruments. Call big what God calls big. Make sure you've got the right size.